Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet. Make him the cutest
that I've ever seen. Go on. Give him two
lips. Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted. And tell him
that his loss. Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. According to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, she said that she doesn't think we're going to be going into a recession in 2023. But what do you think? Well, if you're concerned about what a recession could do to your retirement, well, you're in the right place because today I'm going to talk about recessions and how you should get prepared for what some people think is coming. Good morning. It's Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. It's great to be with you this morning. We are live here in the San Francisco studio. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, well, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night. If you have a question, give me a call. Anyways, 2023 is just around the corner. It's only a few weeks away. Did you get all your holiday shopping done? I know, you're going to wait till the last minute, right? Well, that reminds me, last week I was out shopping. I saw that Janet Yellen was going to be speaking. She's Professor Yellen to me because, as you know, she was a Cal Berkeley economics professor for a number of years. And anyway, she was on 60 Minutes last week, and among other things, she signed the $1 bill, being the first woman Treasury Secretary to ever occupy the role. And so she was being interviewed about what 2023 was going to bring. And of course, the question came up, what do you think, Treasury Secretary Yellen? Is there going to be a recession next year in 2023? And she said, I don't think so. Well, that's a problem because there's many CEOs around the country, including here in the Bay Area, that disagree with her. In fact, they're laying off more people than they did during the Great Recession of 2008-2009. So if they're saying there's a recession coming and they're laying people off, cutting their marketing budgets, cutting their spending, what do you think? Well, if you're feeling a bit nervous and unsettled, well, that's good. You should, because you see, it's not about return in retirement. It's about income. And if you've built yourself a Sherman tank when it comes to income, then a recession, well, it's just noise that you'll have to deal with as sure as the sun should rise today. It's a beautiful day out there. Anyways, if you're not sure, maybe you're going to be entering retirement, you want to know if your 401k or if your plan's set up properly to produce income next year for in a recession, well, then you're in the right place today, because if a recession is on the horizon, you can't afford to miss today's show as we go through what you need to do to get prepared for that. Now, let's get started. Well, this past week, there was certainly evidence that inflation is going down. So what is that? What do we see both on the positive and the negative side? There was a busy week this week, as we talked about last weekend. Told you this week would be super busy, and it was. We started out the week with the New York Fed releasing the latest survey based on inflation expectations data. And so the five-year inflation forecast fell to 2.3% in November. The one-year forecast dropped by the most on record to 5.2% last month, and this was a change from the previous month of 5.9%. So that was a good show that inflation is on the downward trend. And then, of course, we had the CPI. Remember, the CPI has come out a few times this year and really rocked the market when it went the way against what people were thinking. So CPI is super important. We saw the report on Tuesday, and I think it was important as well because it was showing signs, again, we'll call it disinflation, the opposite of inflation, that disinflation is there. And this was confirmed Tuesday. Again, this is a macro positive for the market. Just not enough by itself to spark a rally. And you know why, if you've been watching the market all week. And there was two reasons for it. There's two reasons why it was good news, but again, not the spark we needed to see. First, values right now are at full level. In other words, the 2023 expected S&P 500 earnings per share right now are $225 a share. Now, with the S&P at, say, a 17.9% multiple, there's just not a lot of room for it to go much higher. Yields are very high and growth is slowing down. Second, while the CPI report on Tuesday makes the idea of disinflation more concrete, 7.1% is still much too high, and the report doesn't change that. So the CPI confirmed that disinflation is spreading, and that is a good thing. But overall, the economy still has a ways to go. Now, before I get to the Fed, because that was important on Wednesday, we know about that. We know what they did. We predicted that. We said they'd raise a half a point. That's what they did. Good. But there's another indicator that came out after that, which is why the market sort of reeled the last couple of days. And this was the Philly Fed and the Empire State Manufacturing Surveys. Now, I'm not going to get into the details of all that, but I'll just say the prices did decline on balance overall. But it was just anecdotal because in aggregate, the decline wasn't substantial and there wasn't enough to offset the disappointing reads on growth. So that's what happened at the end of the week. Now, why didn't stocks drop further or harder after the Fed's meeting? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's pretty simple. It's because the market doesn't believe the Fed right now. So when the Fed says rates are going to rise, again, the terminal rate to 5.125%, and we can clearly see that the Fed has Fed fund futures right now. They're trading 4.9%, and the December 2023 Fed funds rate is below 4.5%. Well, that's just a big disconnect. Because until November, each important inflation print, CPI and PPI, we're showing that there were higher prices, and it was that inflation data and Fed rhetoric and Fed rate hikes that were causing stocks to drop this year in 2022. It wasn't the Fed rhetoric alone. So now that we have inflation data showing signs of disinflation, the things I just mentioned, well, that's making the market skeptical about the Fed's threats on the terminal rate. And so if inflation is steadily declining, then it's unlikely the Fed's projections are going to be accurate. Putting it a little more bluntly, the Fed's history of forecasting the Fed funds rate out 1 year, well, it's just not that good. What am I talking about? If you look last year, December 2021, the Fed projected their median Fed funds rate to be 0.875% in December of this year. And you know where it is right now. It's at 4.375. So they missed that big time. Bottom line, the market's focused on the data right now. A little bit on the Fed, but mainly on the data. And so as we see growth slowing and disinflation spreading now, there's a challenge to Fed forecast that they really are going to raise rates that much higher. So what does it mean for the markets? What should you be doing right now? Well, as long as the economic data continues to undermine the Fed, the market's going to doubt the Fed's resolve, and that means there should be less downside risk here in the near term. Practically, I'm going to take away from this week is that a reasonable ceiling in the S&P 500 is still possible before the end of the year. Could be 4,100. Inflation data is important because that will move the markets more than the Fed going forward. And the upside remains limited, and I think the market's vulnerable still to a 10% or more sharp pullback, and I think we're going to see that early next year if inflation starts to bounce around a little bit or growth starts to fall off a cliff. Now, bottom line, as we start 23, I think you need to be prepared for volatility in your portfolio. I think you need to be defensive. Own things like utilities, consumer staples, healthcare, value over growth. And there's been some discussion about maybe going longer date on your treasuries or your investment grade bonds. First of all, that's really what you should own, or safer things. I like munis as well, as long as they're good munis. But the transition from the Fed being the driver of the market to really economic growth and inflation is really going to be the driver of stocks for next year. And that really kicked off this week. We saw that because when you saw the Fed do what they did and we didn't have much of a reaction, that's showing you the market right now is following the target that I'm talking about. So the two questions that we're going to have to answer that you want to be thinking about as you own stocks is, how fast will inflation decline and how bad will the economy get next year? As I think so, the recession will set in and what will happen. So we'll see about that. We'll see what happens. The only thing you can do is get prepared for that. Make sure your portfolio is well balanced. Make sure you're ready to go into next year and you have your income all lined up for yourself. If you haven't done that, it's not too late. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about that. How do you do that? How do you get prepared for something like that? You're listening to the Protect Your Assets show. We'll be right back.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening this morning to Protect Your Assets. This past week, I was watching 60 Minutes and Treasury Secretary Yellen, Professor Yellen to me. She went to, she was a professor at Cal Berkeley. She was talking about the 2023 recession. And you see, after she signed the new $1 bill, check it out. You see her signature on there. She said she doesn't think there's going to be a recession in 2023. Well, according to Meta, Amazon, Twitter, Microsoft, Salesforce, and Google, that's not necessarily the case. MarketWatch and layoffs.fyi recently reported that layoffs are part of a strategy by tech firms to maintain viability through 2023 and beyond. The statistics are alarming. Approximately 1,495 tech companies have laid off over 200,000 employees since this started. 2022 has been the worst year for the tech sector. Even more layoffs in the Great Recession of 2008-2009. I couldn't believe that. So more people laid off in the tech sector this year than 2008-2009. And signs right now are saying that 2023 could be even grimmer, according to them, meaning that the recession, according to them, is highly likely. So how do you know if we are actually going into a recession or if we're in a recession? What would you do? Well, let's talk about it. First of all, the technical definition of a recession is that you see a contraction for two consecutive quarters. Now, I know what you're saying. Looking at 2022 in your portfolio, you're like, well, we've lost money this year. In fact, there's been several quarters of contraction in my portfolio. Well, sure, I know how that feels, but we're looking at the economy. And the economy still is relatively strong. But the question is, when will the break hit and when will the person or the object fly through the window and stay that way for a couple quarters? That's what we're looking for. That's a technical definition of a recession. And so you need to ask the question, well, what would cause the recession? Because we've certainly seen a lot this year. But what could push us into the recession and prove Treasury Secretary Yellen wrong? Well, there's three things. The first is the real economy. So this would be consumers, you and me out there buying things. And businesses, frankly, like the ones I'm talking about, the Twitters, the Microsofts, the Salesforce, they could lead us into a recession when the shock crushes their confidence, halt their spending, and undo any sort of investment plans in the economy. Those are things that right now we haven't seen that yet, full scale, but that could happen. That could happen starting next year, particularly if things start to grind on and get tough. And I don't think it'll be a large shock, but and what's a large shock? Oh, good question. A large shock would be like the COVID lockdown. Remember that? Remember what that was like? All locked up, and it was the market didn't like it. It was a big-time shock. So I don't think we're going to see something of that magnitude again this year in 2023. But again, consumers stop spending. All these companies continue to lay people off, stop their spending. Those sort of shocks certainly could push us into a recession. What about second? Well, second could just be, of course, the Fed. The Fed gets it wrong and they keep raising rates. And this is traditionally what causes recessions. It is the Fed. It is monetary policymakers overreacting, overdoing it too fast, too far, for too long. And what do? They choke the life out of the economy, literally. So when the alternative is even bigger inflation, a crash landing, in this case, is intended. And according to the Fed, is sensible. Now, there's little precision in this sort of a tool that allows for a graceful landing. And so when the Fed raises rates too fast, some people say it's been too blunt, too fast. Well, this raises the risk of a recession. And this could be why many businesses right now are reacting the way they are and laying people off. They're afraid. They're scared. They've seen this before. They say this could happen again, and we don't want to be caught. So that's why these folks are getting laid off right now. So either Powell and his team are correct, or they're just going to miss it, and they're going to force us into the recession. Because, again, the economy will be choked off. The third way this could happen, the third way we would see a recession here in 2023 would be a financial recession. And this can occur after a financial bubble, a burst like we saw in the dot-com bust, or a shock to the banking system like we saw in 2008. These are typically the worst type of recessions because they can do lasting damage to balance sheets and to credit intermediation. This requires a slow rebuilding. And I'll just remind you back to the global financial crisis we saw in 2008, which really started then and worked its way through 2009. But remember how long it took for us to get things back again and moving again? There was many, many years there, much volatility. And you remember the European sovereign crisis that was kicked off in 2011 as a result of that. So it did take some time for that recession to work its way out. And I don't see that happening this time around. But you never know. You never know. Now, as we're sitting here at the end of 2022 and you're wondering, is there anything I need to do with my retirement accounts? I'm going to, at the end of these segments, I'm going to try and give you some ideas. The first one here is your RMD. Now, you don't have much longer to go. It is December 17th. You got a couple weeks here, but you need to take your RMD. If you're an IRA owner, you're 72 years age or older, you must. This is not something you get to choose. It's mandatory. You take your RMD out of your retirement account. And if you're working and you're age 72 or older, you're still subject to the RMD, assuming you don't qualify for the, quote, still working exception. You better look that up. Beneficiaries may also be subject to RMDs, meaning if your kids received it or you're a kid who received an IRA from your parent, you could be subject to that RMD. And December 31st is the deadline for taking a 2022 RMD. You don't get a free hall pass, get to do it in January. It doesn't work that way. There's an exception for retirement account owners' first lifetime RMD. So if 2022 is the first year that you're required to take the RMD, well, then you have a hall pass. And you can wait till April 1st of next year to do it. RMDs, while they're not required from a Roth IRA during your lifetime, if you are the owner and the creator of it, don't forget that RMDs may be required from both inherited IRAs and inherited Roth IRAs, because there are those rules from the IRS that subject you to that 10-year rule. So make sure that you don't blow that, because if you miss that December 31st deadline, there's a hefty penalty. It's 50% of the amount of money you should have taken. And so you can miss that by taking this out in time. You still have a few more weeks to do it. If you're not sure about it, I know it's complex. It's complicated when it comes to how you calculate the RMD, how you take it, where you take it from. There's many different rules around that. And if you add to that, this has been one of the toughest years for stocks and bonds. You know, then you really have to think about where you want to take it from, if you have to sell some things to do it. Are you prepared for that? Are you ready? Do you know what you're doing? Well, if you don't, then don't make a mistake. Right now, you can pick up the phone and talk to a member of my team or myself by calling this number, 866-PROTECT. The number to dial right now is 866-776-8328. Again, the number to call is 866-PROTECT. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say bear markets happen once per decade. Is that true? Find out, and find out what it means to a recession when we come back. Keep it tuned right here. You're listening to The Sandman on KNBR. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to PYARadio.com, where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's PYARadio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And this past week, we had another revelation that recession may be on the horizon for 2023. And those aren't good. those do some damage to you and your portfolio, and particularly if you're thinking about retiring, you're wondering, you know, what should I be doing if, in fact, we're going to be going into recession next year? Because I don't want to have to change my life or go back to work or have less income. So you can get prepared for that. And so this morning we've been talking about what leads into a recession. What are some things you need to watch out for? Any of these things could happen. And we'll talk a little bit more today right now about what you can do with your portfolio as you're thinking about going into that, maybe making some changes here at the end of the year. There's been a lot of window dressing going on. It's already started Thursday, Friday. We saw the market drop as a result of that. People are tax harvesting right now. All right, now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer. All I know is that I
don't know. So here's one that they say. They say that bear markets occur once per decade. Well, is that true? No, it's false. Sorry to tell you. Since 1932, bear markets have occurred on average every 56 months, or every 4 years and 8 months, to be exact. Now, this is where this is interesting. You know there's a bear market coming when you're in a recession. Is that true? Well, no, it's actually false, because according to Investec research, bear markets usually precede recessions. Since 1948, 8 of the 11 bear markets have been followed by recessions. In one case, the start of the recession came at roughly the same time as the market's peak. The longest wait was 12 and a half months. So the average time between a peak and the onset of a recession is 7 to 8 months. Now think about that, because you know we just went through a bear market, and some may argue we're still in a bear market, particularly when you look at some of the different indexes like the NASDAQ. So if a recession is coming in 2023, is that something that you should be aware of? Is it likely to happen? And so we're making the argument this morning that it is. It's certainly a potential. It's certainly something that can come, and it's going to drag on. And the question is for how long? So this might be a good time to reposition your portfolio right now, where I know stocks are down a little bit from where they were just a week ago. But you might want to recommend some things in your portfolio to yourself, like, well, what can I do to protect it? Utilities. Utilities pay a nice little dividend. They're typically defensive. Those could be a decent place to overweight your portfolio. Also, consumer staples, healthcare. I still like value. I know value's done well for you this year. I know it's down, but it's not down as bad as growth. And it's done pretty well overall. We're talking about all the value sectors. And it comes to fixed income. This is an interesting time to think about fixed income. Right now, the shorter end of the curve. So we're talking about the, you know, 1.5, 2-year, 3-year yields on corporate high quality bonds, on treasuries. Avoid the junk. I know the yields look better, but avoid it. You want to be looking for high quality, shorter term. That's really where the biggest bang for your buck is right now. The question is going to be, when do you rotate out of that? You're going to have to own fixed income, and maybe you extend your maturities out longer, 15, 20 years. But when would you do something like that? Because the answer to that question is, well, what is the Fed going to do? And no one really knows that. We just saw they raised a half a basis point. We know they're going to possibly raise again in January, early part of the year. That's what they've been saying. And then they may be done. And that's the question. When they pivot, when they stop raising, are they done? Are they just going to sit and let it matriculate and simmer and create what they're after, which is lower inflation? So if that's the case, then when would you go long on your bonds? Because remember, when bond yields start to go down, what does that do to the price of your bond? It goes up. So you make money on your principal. And so if you go longer duration on your bonds and that event occurs, you're going to make more money. That's just the way it works. So there's going to be a question of when do you switch to that? And right now, if you're locking in, say, you know, 1.5, 2 years of maturity, and let's say you're locked in, and the value of your bonds can go down, because that can happen. So if you had to sell them and try and make that switch, you might lose some money. You could make money too. So this is the game. This is the game you have to play right now and figure that one out. It's going to be tough, but there is a potential there. There is the history showing that this event could occur. So think about that as you look at your bond portfolio. Now, if you don't like the risk of those sort of things. During the commercials, we've been talking about this fixed indexed annuity option right now. And I got to tell you, right now is one of the best times I've seen in that space since I've been in this business. It's been almost 30 years now. And why that is because of interest rates. Interest rates on the short term are one of the highest we've seen in a very, very long time. I can't remember rates this high since the mid-90s. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing for fixed index annuities, because when they go to buy those products and create that option, they keep that for the term of the investment. So if you're buying a 5-year or a 7-year or a 9 or a 10-year annuity, they're locking in that fixed rate now. And that gives them the ability to lever that upside each and every year you pick the index. Now, what am I talking about? Well, first of all, in an FIA, you can buy, FIA stands for fixed index annuity, you can buy an S&P 500 index. So let's just say you're sitting here today, you're looking at the S&P 500, it's down a couple hundred points. You're saying, could it go down more? Well, if you listen to my market segment, you know I've said that, yes, I believe so. I believe the S&P 500 can get to potentially 3250. before it starts to get back up again. So that's a pretty big drop from where we are today. And you may say, well, I don't feel comfortable taking that risk with my investment money, certainly my safe money. So how could you get more than, say, what a bond's paying, not have that risk, get the upside capped, of course, at a certain amount on the S&P 500? Well, you can buy a fixed index annuity. And there are some out there right now that are paying 13%. I know you heard 9% of the commercial, but there's some out there right now that are doing 13%. Now, one of those companies is going to lower that rate next week. I just heard about this. They're going to lower the rate next week because rates are starting to pull back again on the short end. And that, again, that lag hits those products. So if you're interested in something like that, you probably want to give us a call Monday. As long as we get that application by Tuesday, you should get that rate. But in any event, it's a good time to pick up these rates right now. I mean, these are good rates. You could explain that. Okay, what I'm talking about is, let's say you take your money, you buy the S&P 500 point-to-point index in this particular one I'm talking about, and a year from now, the index goes up 15%. So a year from now, it's up 15%. That's possible. It is possible. What do you earn? Well, if your cap is 13%, then you get all of the 13%. But I just said the index was up 15%. What happened to the other 2%? Well, that's where the insurance company makes their money. They keep the 2%. What if it goes up 11%? You get to keep all of that 11%. They don't get anything. And then a year from now, where you start over again, you have all your principal plus the 11%. This is backed by the claims paying ability of the particular company we use. And we restart over again. So a year from then, if it goes up again, you get that upside. If it goes down, you don't lose anything. You don't lose your principal. You don't lose what you've earned. And then you may say, well, I'd like some income out of that. I want to start some sort of an income stream or supplement my income. Well, a lot of these products have that option too. So it's just getting to know more about these things. Certainly there's some limitations. There's surrender periods. There's penalties and so forth if you do certain things. Of course, all investments have those sort of things involved in them. You have to pay attention to that sort of detail, right? But what are you doing right now to protect your downside? Because think about this. As I just said, the bear markets drive the recessions, not the other way around. At least that's the way it's been for a very, very long time, since 1948. What was the worst bear market on record? Well, you know what it was. It was the crash of 1929. Why? Because the government got it wrong to react to that. The bear market from September of 1929 to June of 1932. That's how long that bear market lasted. It resulted in an 86.2% loss for the S&P. Think about that. Down 86%. So what can you do to protect your downside right now? Well, that fixed index annuity is a great way to go. It's insured. You can also ladder your own bond portfolios. Very short term right now. As long as you own them till maturity, you know, you could get your money back if you're buying treasuries from the U.S. government. You can get munis. You can get high quality corporate bonds, corporations that aren't likely to have a problem. Again, you just got to look at the details. You still have options right now. So have you protected your downside? If you haven't, if you're not sure, if you're exposed, then I'm going to ask you to do something this morning. Pick up the phone right now and find out. We can do a quick 15-minute call right now to see if you have any exposure. I have folks sitting here right now in the studio ready to talk to you. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Protect your money, 866-PROTECT. Protect. Call right now. If you haven't heard from your advisor, if you're not sure what's going on your account and you're getting ready to retire, don't make that mistake. Don't wish you made that phone call. I can't tell me how many times I've heard that. I wish I would have called you sooner. Well, call me right now, 866-PROTECT, and find out what options you have. Now it's time for a quick break, but when we come back, you're going to want to know what sort of things you have to do before the end of the year, because you only have a few weeks left. I'll go into those. It's coming up next, so stick around. We'll be right back.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show protect your assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And we have all sorts of great things coming your way this morning. We've been talking about recessions. I really do think next year, 2023, is going to bring us a recession. The question is how long and how deep will it last? And so there's certainly some things you can do to get ready for that. One is go back, listen to the rest of the show. If you missed it, it will be on our podcast. I talked about how to see that. The Protect Your Assets podcast is out there. Also, starting in January, we're going to be doing our boot camp once again. Hoo-ha! Our boot camp where we get into all the things you need to know to build yourself a fit retirement. That'll start early January. Also, the workshops are back. Now, this is not on our website. So if you're listening to me right now, you're getting a little bit of a preview. You can sign up for this and get your seat before anybody else does because the invitations haven't even gone out. How do you do it? Well, at our workshops, we talk about your retirement. This next year, there's going to be a lot of tax information that I want to load you up on that's coming your way. A lot of changes happening, so I want to bring that to you through the workshops. We're going to start here in the Bay Area, Larkspur at Perry's. If you've been to Perry's and Larkspur, that'll be Thursday the 19th, January 19th. If you want to sign up for that, call 866-PROTECT. 866-PROTECT right now. Reserve your seat. Those will fill up and they will sell out, no question. And then if you're hearing me now in the SoCal area, as you know, we have an office in Newport Beach, and we will be doing an event on the 12th and on the 26th. And so if you'd like to attend either of those events there in Newport Beach, again, 866-PROTECT. Reserve your seat, and you're welcome to attend a very nice dinner. Anyway, we had a good conversation. Today I've been talking about a recession, what you can do to protect yourself, because I do believe one is coming, and hopefully you didn't miss any of that. You got to get your portfolio in line, you got to get your income lined up, but what are some other things you got to do before the end of 2022? Remember, December 31st is the deadline, and this year you only have a couple more weeks left to do these sort of things. If you have to take your RMDs, I already went over that in the previous segment. But let's talk about something else. Let's talk about a QCD. As you start to think about charities, I know all those, I'm getting all those right now in the mail, aren't you? And your emails, it's now the time to donate. And this is the time of year, of course. And so if you're thinking about that, if you're inclined to do that, then realize this. You don't have to take your RMD. You can actually give it to a charity and get a deduction for that. It qualifies for your RMD. You can go all the way up to $100,000. So some of you who have millions of dollars in your IRAs, which I know you're out there, your RMD could be $100,000. And if it is, guess what? Well, you don't have to take it. You don't have to pay income tax on that. You can actually give it to a charity. But remember, it's only tax-free if it goes directly from your IRA to the charity. It's a QCD is what it's called. And as long as the RMD hasn't already been withdrawn, you can still do this and satisfy your own RMD requirement. Now, you have to make sure that the QCD is received by the charity before December 31st. Okay, after that, it's too late. So, again, if you're going to take advantage of that, do that now. Call Monday. Now, what else could you do? Well, this is a good one. I think you should consider doing a Roth conversion. Because although Roth conversions could generate immediate taxation on that withdrawal and then the conversion part, I think Fed tax rates right now are pretty low, and they may not stay that way for long. So you can take advantage of the rates that exist today by converting your traditional retirement account into a Roth account. But to qualify as a 2022 Roth conversion, the funds must leave the IRA or your company 401k by December 31st of this year. There's no such thing as a prior year conversion, despite what some people might tell you. So those who are reluctant to absorb a big tax bill might consider a series of smaller partial conversions over time, using up your lower tax bracket. And remember, Roth conversions are permanent, so be certain there are enough funds to pay the taxes before you complete that transaction, because once you do it, that's it. All right. Now, I'd like you to do something. I'd like you to inhale through your nose for me, exhale through your mouth, and close your eyes. But if you're driving, don't do this. Now, picture a day when you don't have to worry about the stock market or the Fed or a recession anymore. Picture a day when you're on a beach in Hawaii, sitting under a cabana, drinking a nice, cool pina colada. Can you taste the coconut? Picture a day when you can relax, travel, and do all the things that you've always wanted to do, because it all starts with a 15-minute coaching call. If you're wondering if I can retire, if you're wondering where your income's going to come from if we are in a recession next year, if you just got laid off because your tech company is getting ready for what they see as the downturn next year, then now's the time to pick up the phone and give us a call. Figure out what you can do to protect yourself. It's not too late. 866-PROTECT is the number you can call right now. You get your own complimentary coaching call by me or a member of my team. And the way you do that is by picking up the phone and calling 866-PROTECT. Again, 866-PROTECT. Last chance, call 866-PROTECT and get your review. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show this morning. My executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there helping out this morning, Sean, Phil, Adrian. Thanks, guys, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.